We'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live! Fucking thing sucks!
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything around?
That they are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
Running to the phone, your dad is at it.
I like them bright fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this unit have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
I am sitting in the basement eating Cheetos as I Twitter, and on Tumblr and my Facebook you can see me, but it's not me. I am the anonymous social media user.
Greetings and cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is Matt Mahoney coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Springfield, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a mere 265 miles to my anywhere, the irrepressible Jason.
Hola, bitches. This is Jason Adams coming to you live from Harrison, Arkansas. How you doing today, Matt?
I'm doing fine, Jay. Doing fine up here in Springfield, Ohio, and yourself?
Well, I tell you, it's 107 degrees here in Harrison. Just south of the Missouri border, but hanging in there, trying to stay in the air conditioning today.
Yeah, same here. Not quite as bad. Just hovering around 90 here in Springfield, Ohio, somewhere in between Dayton and Columbus, Ohio.
Excellent. How was your day at the beer mine?
My day at the beer mine was pretty good. A lot of friendly people. However, there was one unfortunate incident. The sales rep who sells us all our Miller beer products, he came through with his, I'd say, six-year-old son. The guy's recently divorced. And he came through the drive-through, and all of a sudden, the cute little six-year-old from the back seat said, "Hey, Matt, I saw you with my mom."
And what were you doing with his mom?
I have no idea where he got that. I just kind of shrugged my shoulders and said, "Anything else there, Joe?"
You could have said, "Don't worry, Joe. He saw me just putting dollar bills in her G-string. It's okay."
Yeah, that's right. And seriously, and in full disclosure, I have no idea where the six-year-old got that. So,
his mom must be hanging out with somebody who looks a lot like you.
Exactly. Which there are a lot of people who do. Phil Collins Phil Collins and John Malkovich being two of them. But continue.
No, I was just saying we got a big show today.
Yes, we do.
We have a topic that, in fact, we were going to do the fantasy football extravaganza. So anybody who was tuning in to hear that, we had to do a little pivot here midweek. There was a bit of drama online, and we came up with a new show topic. And the show topic being anonymous on the Internet. And we have a special guest who's going to call in here a couple of minutes, a mysterious person from parts unknown. And we're going to talk about whether or not being anonymous on the Internet is the way to go, or if people should just put it out there and be who they are and put their name out there, put their face out there,
As it should be.
Exactly. Put their boobs out there. And we have a pretty good crowd in the chat room.
Yes, we do. We've got Catcher's Dude's mom, Dana Lou, a guest. We got Joker. We've got Knight.
How you doing?
How are you doing? And then, of course, we have Mike. And then we have Robert Urich, Vegas Rich Taylor in the room.
And I say I'm glad we have that guest in there because that guest obviously is here to support the You Should Be Anonymous.
Exactly.
And there's our caller, Matt.
Okay. Let's get right to it. We've got a phone call from, I don't know if I should say what area code or not. Let's see who's on this line. Caller, you're on the line. Go ahead.
Well, it's the Joker. I was invited in, and I wanted to say thank you to the guys. And, yes, I'm calling from the ninth pit of hell. And wonderful 146 degrees outside my window, but I don't think a lot of that is off heat loss, if you will. And actually, I'm right here for certain.
I don't know about you, Jay, but I couldn't understand a word he said.
I got completely garbled transmission there, buddy. I mean,
evidently he's got an anomaly.
You're getting all kinds of interference.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, obviously he was trying to electronically alter his voice. And, Joker? Joker, I can't hear you, buddy.
Really?
Yeah. You might want to hang up and try to call back in.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what he's going to do. Yep. Damn.
And that's the luck we have here on I'm with Stupid. If it's not Google or Blog Talk Radio or Time Warner, it's the guest.
Exactly. See, Google already forced me onto my little cell phone here because there was a weird noise in the background on Google.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to do that real quick while the show was opening. And now,
but I'll tell you what. You know what was impressive, Jay? You did it so quickly because of the professional that you are.
Absolutely. Always prepared.
Semper paratus.
So, there he is again. You want to give it another try?
Yeah, let's try it again. Let's hope this works. 210.
Can you guys hear me?
You're on the air.
Can you guys hear me now?
Oh,
there we go.
Beautiful.
Much better?
Yeah, crystal clear.
Absolutely.
All right, great. Yeah, as I was saying, okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, guys.
No, I just wanted to do a quick welcome to the Joker.
I don't know if he wants to be welcomed.
Oh, he might not.
Yeah, I love your show. I love your show regardless. It doesn't matter. You know, I'm over here. I've got the barbecue sauce. I'm ready to be skewered, so no problemo.
Oh, just doing a little intro fanfare for you there to welcome you to the show.
Well, thank you,
so,
guys.
Thank you. So, Joe, I guess we want to just real quick, we want to set this up. This all came about earlier this week when you got your account suspended on Google for not being a real person. And you then had I don't want to melt down, but you had a bit of a existential social media crisis there. And a couple of days discussion with Google, and they allowed you to come back. And that's kind of what spurred this discussion, right?
That is absolutely 100% correct. And Jay, No, it wasn't a little bit of a meltdown. This is a major crisis here. I went ballistic. I didn't have my meds. And what can I tell you? Especially when I get denied, you know, for not being a real person from the Google support team. Okay? You want to talk about being anonymous. Okay? Not from, like, Dan or Mike or, you know, Phil of the Google support team, but from the Google support team. You know, all of them, you know, I'm sure that all of them worldwide got together and looked at my profile and said, this guy, anonymous, no go, he's out. So what can I tell you?
So what? Let me ask you, Joker, are you are you more ticked off that, I don't know, that anonymous people were suspending your account, or they were suspending your account because you were anonymous?
I guess I was more ticked off that anonymous people were suspending my account. And I guess the reason being is because anonymous, you know, to me, has a lot of different meanings. You know, a lot of people are, you know, I guess under different levels of anonymous. I mean, let's face it, Matt, you knew who I was before I became the Joker. You know, because like yourself, I was out there, my pick was out there, and the whole bit. And it was just a string of events that happened to me that required me to go, in a sense, into hiding, if you want to call it that, you know, in that regard. And, you know, based on your blog, you know, the I'm With Stupid blog, which, by the way, I have to say to all the people that are listening here, if you guys aren't reading the I'm With Stupid blog, then you guys are missing out. Okay, I'll put it right out there. I love reading that thing.
Let me stop you right there, Joker. Let me stop you right there. I appreciate the promo, but let me tell you now, this no way ingratiates you to me on this topic. But continue.
Yeah. Oh, I think he's doing a great job of sucking up. Go right ahead.
You know, can I tell you, I'm just you're practicing my sucking up skills here, Matt, so don't worry about that. yeah, but the thing is, you know, is that anonymous means, you know, a lot of things to different people. And obviously, with your Friday post, you know, I understand your position on a lot of on anonymous, because I will say, I'll be the first to say, that there are a lot of douche canoes. Okay, that are anonymous. And, you know, those guys don't help our cause. You know, they're out there and they do stuff that they're not supposed to do. I've had, you know, a couple of good dear friends of mine have had problems with their employment because of anonymous douche canoes. You know, that you know, they're just trying to do their thing and blog and, you know, be out there like yourself, Matt, you're out there. And what have you, and then you get the anonymous people turning in, you know, pictures that they're not supposed to be, you know, putting out there of people like yourselves, you know, and you know, employment, you know, gets notified of, you know, blogging activity, and you know, there's a real threat with people's incomes and their well-being. You know, because these other people who are anonymous, you know, are just not doing the right thing.
Okay. Let me take a step back for a second. You laid a lot out there, and you said some anonymous people are not doing the right thing and all that. You make it sound like all the people who dress as Cher during a gay pride parade. And,
I make it sound like okay.
Well, I think that, you know, I think everybody is, there's different levels of anonymous. Some people are out there, they got their name out there. I guess, well, actually, there's a lot of people confuse anonymous with being private. Because the number one thing that people worry about when they blog is their employer finding their blog and it causing problems or them getting fired, especially people like teachers. They seem to be like the number one target to stuff like that.
As they are in Missouri.
Exactly. Now, teachers can't even friend their students on Facebook now in Missouri. It's against the law.
Yeah, they can't do it. They can't do it here in Texas either. And you know, that's kind of a shame, because I think that they have a lot of stuff to contribute. There's a lot of good stuff that can come out of that in regards to controversial topics, as to like handling students and things of that nature. And you know, it's a shame that they can't. Because, you know, heaven forbid that they find out who this particular teacher is. You know, you read it on the news, you see it on the news and read it, you know, in the papers all the time, that, you know, they get crucified for what they say. And, you know, whether you call it anonymous or whether you call it being private, it really comes down to the same thing, you know, which I think is something that's important that Matt, you know, put on the I'm With Stupid blog, is that they're out there putting this information out there, but because they are unidentifiable, they really can't take personal responsibility for it. And
well,
all I'm saying is that these people have a reason for that.
So
well, going
what
along
is,
that.
What was your reason? What was your reason for being anonymous, wanting to be anonymous on the Internet?
You know, that's a good question, Jay. I was out there, and it was mostly on Twitter, where I had my account. I had my face plastered to Twitter and what have you, and I had accounts that were following me that were business-related. And unfortunately, because of some of the, you know, I like to post humorous things, and some of them are, you know, rated R, going to the rated X scale, if you will. And because of that, some of my business clients felt that I was too unprofessional on Twitter and ended up taking their business elsewhere. And it ended actually costing me part of my income. And, you know, that's why I had to take that, you know, anonymous. And I actually had to protect my tweets. I'm going to set up a Twitter account for my business, which I'm going to leave open, which is not going to have any crossover, you know, in that regards. But, you know, I couldn't do it just as me, if you will, in that regards, because, you know, some people, you know, got offended by what I posted.
Oh,
you know, yeah, and I, you know, I have no problem, you know, if it going, you know, out and you know, putting myself out there. If like you and Matt, be more than happy to compensate me for any income that I lose. Yeah, I'd go right out there and do that.
Speaking for myself, I'm gonna have to go with a no on that, but you know. Okay, Matt, where are you on all this?
Well, you said something about it being illegal for teachers to talk to their students, and you kind of implied that, you know, if you had a bad kid, how could teachers talk to others and stuff like that? Why can't they just talk to each other face-to-face on that?
It's not a question. They probably do. You know, they probably do talk to each other face-to-face, but sometimes input from the community that is not teacher-related, okay, or you know, maybe parents that are scoping out blogs, you know, looking at this and seeing what this is all about, would want some insight as well. You know, they could, but the Internet has offered so much in regards to, you know, maybe there's a teacher here in South Texas that is having a similar issue to a teacher there in Ohio that you know, is close to you, Matt, and they might be having similar issue. You know, how they deal with that, they can't mention students, they can't talk about what school district they're from. You know, even turning around anonymously or protected, mentioning that they are a teacher, you know, may get them in trouble because, you know, people on the net, you know, Google is a wonderful thing. You know, they could turn around and find you. And, you know, with enough investigative work, you know, people can be identified. And you know, that could cost people's jobs and things of that nature. But it's a shame that because of this, you know, this type of communication where two sets of teachers that are in two different, you know, locations in the world that may have a similar issue can't turn around and connect because, you know, you've got idiots out there that are looking to bring these type of people down. And it's a shame, you know. It's a shame that can't happen because the Internet is a wonderful resource for that.
Yeah, well, that's where I have my disagreement because I'm pretty damn sure if a teacher in Ohio wanted to contact a teacher in Texas and talk about a student X and what I should do with him or her, there's no problem with that.
Well, I'm not saying that they want to do that, you know, specifically. I'm saying, you know, like yourself, a teacher will put up a blog as an anonymous teacher. Okay, and will not mention any names, you know, mention student X behavior, okay? And a teacher in Texas may come across this blog, as an example, and really relate to what the post at the time may be and may put something in the comment that, you know, would be A, helpful, B, you know, turn around and maybe even open up dialogue and say, you know, how can I contact you? You know, I've got a lot more to say. You know, how can I contact? And you know, you could turn around and you know, have then an email that doesn't link back to you specifically, but you can have access to it. I mean, there's a whole possibility of interaction that can happen thanks to the web. But because, you know, people are out there and are looking to cause harm or you know, lawsuits or things of that nature, that you can't just turn around and say, hi, I'm Joe Smith. I'm a teacher, you know, here in you know, southern Texas in this county, you know, in this school district, you know, and this is what's going on with this particular student. You can't turn around and do stuff like that. Because that offers a lot of implications for people to get bent out of shape and throw lawsuits around. And you know, there are serious financial implications that you know, that are there. So what are we supposed to do? Are we then,
okay,
because of that risk, turn around and say, I'm not blogging?
No. I wanted to stop you there right now because, actually, I think you can. If Teacher Smith in Texas contacts a Teacher Jones in Ohio and says, I'm having trouble with a student, and I hear you know about how to handle this, yes, they can help you. Because what I think you're glossing over is, inappropriate tumbles and tweets and things on Facebook. That's where,
okay,
the line comes
in.
I don't think any professional question over any of this social media would be looked at inappropriately.
Well, I kind of disagree with you on that, Matt, and that's okay. I understand where you're coming from.
Okay,
but,
well, give
you know,
me
there
an
have
example.
Been,
give me an example
that, well,
where appropriate social media contact is looked down upon.
Okay, I don't know about appropriate because there was an example that I saw in the news where a teacher felt a certain way about a class of students that they had. I think you are correct in that teacher could have used better language to describe the students, but she wanted to turn around and blog about what she felt, and she was doing so anonymously. She, you know, she wasn't, you know, announcing who she was.
Joker, I understand that, but you're not answering my question. You brought up a scenario where a person, a teacher in Texas, or a businessman in Texas, or a trying to contact a businessman in Ohio, trying to find out how to solve a problem. That's what your scenario was. And you're trying to tie it into inappropriate blogging and tumbling and Twittering and how it affects your business. If you're doing all that, why wouldn't you be upfront? Why wouldn't you want your name out there? Say, hey, I got a company here. I'm a teacher here. I need your help from teachers in this district. I need your help in this business. Why don't you contact me? That's not what you're
saying. No, that wasn't the premise of what
that
happened
this
week.
Exactly the premise of what you just said.
What I just said, correct. Okay, go ahead, Jay.
I need to jump in here. We have callers that have been waiting for several minutes now.
Oh, God. We're going to let 847 in and 865. 847 and 865, you're both on the air.
I'm waiting
What's
to see
going
who
on,
goes
fellas?
First. I guess I'll go first.
847?
So go ahead, 847.
Yeah. I'm here.
Yes.
Yeah,
Hello,
no.
Hello, Dana.
Just, can I just say, why the hell are you talking about teachers? Joker, you're not a teacher. I mean, this is about you and your desire to be anonymous, and you're bringing up stuff that has nothing to do with you. I mean, the tweets that you were making that were offensive to your business context were offensive. I mean, they were personal. They weren't business-related. Own it. Be done with it. I mean, there's no guarantee of anonymity anyway. I don't get this.
Okay, so I turned around and I, you know, took my stuff on Twitter anonymous, and you know, I protected my tweets, you know, because I want to do what I do. What, you know, I had an example, and it's not me, and I'm not going to mention who it is, okay, because I don't feel that I have the right to, but I have an example of. A good friend of mine, okay, that is in business, and this person blogs, tweets, you know, posts on Tumblr, pics, you know, views, everything, okay? And my understanding was, as I heard it, was that somebody went behind this person's back with a particular piece of information that was blogged and tweeted about, and took it to that person's management, okay, in her place of business, okay? And that person could have gotten in trouble. That person could have lost their job.
That's a risk that person takes. And even though you may think you're anonymous, you're not. I mean, an IP address gives you away in a heartbeat. I guess that's what I don't get.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, and I you know, I have no argument with that. If somebody really wanted to find out who you are, they'll find out who you are, okay?
Exactly.
But my attitude towards that is that, you know, there are other people in life that can get impacted by what one tweet, what one, you know, puts out on Tumblr and things of that nature, you know, family. You know, not only employers, other people that are other friends that may not understand, you know, what this is all about.
Okay, so you feel entitled to have a platform on the internet where you can maintain anonymity. Is that right?
Entitled, okay. When you say entitled, what does that mean?
Well, like the Google Plus issue. I mean, when you signed up for Google Plus, you agreed to terms of service.
Yes.
And then you violated those terms of service. And then you threw a tantrum because they took your account away because you violated those terms of service.
Okay. Well, I threw a tantrum because I threw a tantrum, you know. that's not about, you know, in regards to their terms of service. I understand what their terms of service, but when I get turned around and say, you know, hey, we're terminating you because you're anonymous by, you know, an anonymous group.
It's their service, Joker. It's theirs. They can
okay,
do that.
Okay.
It's not yours.
Let's be consistent, okay? You know, if you're gonna terminate me, don't terminate me, you know, by something that you yourself are doing. You know, that's like, you know, do as I say, not as I do.
No,
they can do that. They own the service.
Joker. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What you're saying, Joker, is don't terminate me on your terms of service that I agreed to.
Exactly.
You know, okay, well, I'll give you that. I'm not going to argue
also,
with that.
If we could, does 865 want to join the conversation here?
I'm just listening.
Just listening? Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay, you know, and that's fine, but I turned around and I put my position in, and I spoke to them and I said, "Listen, you know, I understand, you know what your terms of service are, okay, and you know you're turning around and terminating me, you know, but you're not being you yourself are being anonymous, so I don't understand this." And they took a second look at it, and they had me change one thing, which was kind of minor. I should have listened to Jay, as a matter of fact. I should have listened to Jay, you know, because Jay had it right. Okay, and I changed one thing on my profile. You know, I changed one thing on my profile. You know, I'm still anonymous there. And they let me back in. So.
I don't know. I'm with Matt on this. You know, if you're going to put it out there, then put it out there. If you're not going to put it out there, then don't be on social media. I mean, because the bottom line is, as anonymous as you think you are not.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah,
and Joker, what I had a problem with, you kept talking about teachers, talking to teachers and whatever. I used the term glossing over. You want to be out there and talk about your personal stuff and still have it anonymous. You're not really talking about teachers talking to teachers, and I think that's
right.
A canard.
Well, somebody brought up teachers in this conversation, okay? What I'm saying is that teachers have a right to blog as well and put what they want out there. Unfortunately, unfortunately, our society doesn't see it that way, okay? So, you know, teachers are not, you remember when you were kids, teachers are not real people. They got locked up in the closet somewhere. You turned around and saw them at Walmart or whatever, you know, as a kid, and you looked up and you said, "What are you doing here?" Okay? It's one of those things that, you know, teachers want to go out and put what they want out there, whether it's inappropriate for anybody else or not. Okay?
But
it's appropriate for them. It's what they want to put out there. Because of this, if anybody caught them doing that, okay, they would be vilified.
No. Yeah, but what you just said was...
Because I know what Joker's saying, because I'm the one who mentioned teachers, because we were talking about people having to be anonymous to protect their livelihood. And teachers are at the top of that list, because if you're a teacher and you're blogging and you have your name and your hometown and everything on there, and you have a picture of yourself out at the club on Friday night drinking a beer and having fun, and somebody from your town sees that picture, they will go to the school board and they will cause trouble for you.
Well, exactly. I get that, so don't blog. Why is it that you want your private life publicly displayed, but you want privacy?
And see, this is the problem with society, is that we're constantly judging each other and causing shit for other people. Right?
I understand.
I agree with that, go to your employer and say, here's what this person's doing online in their private time. You should do something about it. See, now you're not going to defend that, are you?
Jay Van,
I'm going to tell you that I agree with Jay.
However, teachers know that, and teachers know that there is some cranky parent somewhere and it only takes one in one district.
True.
So you don't blog that stuff.
I agree with that, that teachers do understand that they have always been held to a different kind of standard than other people in society. But I understand the idea that, you know, teachers being forced to be anonymous when they're blogging about their personal life or just blogging in general. But I have the big question for Joker. Are you ready, Joker?
I'm all set for you, Jay.
If Jesus didn't have to be anonymous, why do you?
If Jesus didn't have to be anonymous, why do
I have... He was never anonymous about his activities, was he? Oh, sure. He got nailed to the cross for it. But he...
He never sacrificed his principles, did he? Yeah, well, I guess that then you answered your own question there, Jay. I have no aspirations to be nailed to the cross. None whatsoever. it's one of those things that my father has always said, that heaven doesn't want me and hell's afraid I'll take over. It's just, you know, one of those things. I want to be anonymous, to be honest with you, if I had to put it down, is because I do want the freedom to be able to say what I want to say and how I want to say it, okay, regardless of whatever it may be. However,
take that freedom
and
have a responsibility. You have an accountability, too. You don't get the freedom without the accountability.
But I do not want to hurt people, and I may, with my actions, I may hurt people that may be, you know, looking at what I'm doing. I'm sorry that you feel that way, but I disagree with you.
Joker.
And I got a lot of people that feel the same way. Yeah.
Hey, Joker, can I say something?
Sure, man.
You claim that you want this freedom to say whatever you want, but evidently you don't have any freedom, because if you did, you wouldn't hide behind your anonymity and you would say whatever the hell you wanted.
Absolutely.
Without fear or repercussion of what your thoughts were.
Absolutely. Yes, Matt, exactly.
Thank you.
Well, okay, I see it differently. And I'm sorry, but I disagree with you. I disagree with you on that level. I know a lot of bloggers that blog inappropriate material, but they've helped so many people in regards to what they do, and they're anonymous. And I'm thankful for them, because they have given me a lot of things to think about, a lot of concepts and ideas, and they put it out there without hurting anybody that was close to them. And that is, you know, it's a shame. I would have the freedom, Matt. You know, you are correct. And I would own it, okay, if there weren't people that are out there that were unscrupulous and were out to hurt others. And, you know,
anonymously.
Yes, they
do.
Yeah,
they do. But there are other people that do it, that do it out in the open, being who they are. And in essence, the issue is, and I'm surprised at this conversation, is that the anonymous ones are the ones that are getting crucified, but the ones that are out in the open are the ones that are being let go and that are being, well, that's their opinion. And, you know, that it is what it is. Okay? Which I think that there's an injustice to that. So, my two cents.
Okay.
Well, if you're doing the right thing, there's never reason to be afraid.
That would be correct.
You know, I would agree with that, Matt, except for the issue is that, depending on what is said, is, you know, really the right thing in my mind may not be the right thing in other people's mind. And that's the sad part about this whole thing.
But if you're truly free, you wouldn't worry about that.
Oh, I do worry about it, Matt, because there are people that are important to my life okay, that I don't want to hurt and I don't want to have to turn around and say, hey, listen, this is my opinion. I'm truly free about it.
Joker, there's people in my life I truly don't want to hurt, and I have, and I probably will in the future, but that's part of life.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's part of your life, not part of mine.
And if you don't want to hurt them, then don't do it. I mean, I guess it's like when you see a TV show that you don't like and you disagree with the principles on it, turn the fucking channel. Don't sit there and bitch about it. I mean, turn your channel, Joker. Turn your channel.
Well, I disagree with you.
Even take the TV off.
Yeah, I disagree with you on that. So,
how about this, though? When they're talking about social media, and the idea behind social media, you know, you're trying to connect with people on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, Tumblr,
mm-hmm.
whatever. How about this, though? Fake name means fake person. So you're trying to connect with people, but you're not even representing who you are. They're like, oh, here's who I am, but you're not going to tell who you are.
I find that what people say, okay, and the ideas that they bring out to the table define who they are, not necessarily, what the name is. You can have any name, and it doesn't matter, okay, as far as I'm concerned. You know, what you bring, the ideas that you have to the table, like you guys with, I'm with Stupid Talk Block Radio. It's a great idea. I'm glad you guys are out, okay, and that's because that's the way you guys chose, to do that, but doesn't mean that if you guys chose an anonymous name that I wouldn't listen to you anyway, because you guys have great ideas.
I disagree with that. Because
I do too. I say you have much less credibility.
Because when you see the golden arches of McDonald's, you know exactly what you're getting. When you hear the name Matt Man or J Man, you know what you're getting,
right?
When you hear Dana, holy shit, we put it all out there. You know what you're getting there.
Sure. So for the victims of Ted Bundy, okay, did they know what they were getting to?
Yeah.
He put it out there.
No, but everyone else after that does.
Sure. You know, I guess the ones before it sucked to be them, huh?
We're talking about social media, not serial killers.
Well,
so yeah.
Well,
there you go.
I think it's more of, what the idea that you guys are putting out there, regardless of what your name is. I mean, that's my stance on it. And I follow, a ton of great people out there where, they have anonymous names. They have, not names that of who they are, okay? And I just, turn around and they have great ideas. And regardless of what they call themselves, I follow their ideas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we got a minute and a half. That's all that's left.
And, anybody else?
Well, we got a minute and a half left, so we're going to have to start wrapping things up here.
Okay. Well, I guess, I want to thank you guys for bringing me on the show, and I really appreciate it. And you have your opinion on it. I have my opinion on it. I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing, and I'm hoping that you guys just continue doing what you're doing, because I'm perfectly happy with it, to be honest.
Well, thank you
I'm
for coming
sure
on.
You are.
Did a great job, buddy.
Well, thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
All right.
All right.
And Dana, thanks for calling in.
Not a problem.
And Matthew Mahoney. Of Springfield, Ohio.
Matthew Patrick, actually, Matthew Patrick Xavier Mahoney. As I was confirmed.
And I am Donald Jason Adams. And
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Oh, I'm going to start calling you Don.
No, that was my dad, so you can't.
Too late. See, Jay? See what happens when you lay it all out there?